two items about the Ford Motor Company today. The new earnings figures are terrible, and the former star of the fleet, the Taurus, is history. The last Taurus rumbles off the assembly line on Friday in Atlanta. That'll be the last of more than 7 million Tauruses that have been sold, one of which, I should say, in the interests of full disclosure, was sold to me more than 10 years ago, and it's still rumbling around. Well, Mark Phelan is automotive critic for the Detroit Free Press and joins us now. Tell us about the rather long but sad story of the Ford Taurus.
Well, it was an absolute revolution when they introduced it. The styling was aerodynamic and so different that it actually offended some people at first. But they had done such a very good job developing it that it was clearly the best car in its class. And within a couple of years, people who had, you know, looked at the first one and shuddered were standing in line to buy it. I mean, it was the car that defined the family sedan for 10 years, and that's an exceptional run.
And a car that did so after the Toyota Camry and the Honda Accord were well established in the American market.
Absolutely. It was one of the things that a lot of people in Detroit looked at and said, if we do our homework, we can compete with any of these companies.
That was in the mid-1980s. What happened with the Taurus in the 1990s?
It aged gracelessly. They did a second generation for the 1996 model year, and they lost track of most of the things that had made people love the first one. The styling was polarizing but not particularly attractive, and it was, you know, less roomy, and in the midsize, you know, family market, people are buying room for family and for luggage. It was a mistake that they really never recovered from.
The Taurus became a fleet car, and I'd like you to explain what that means in the auto industry.
A fleet car is something that is sold primarily to customers like Hertz and Avis, the rental car companies. And that's not a business that anybody really wants to get into because you don't make very much money on it. But they lost the magic with the individual consumer who was writing a check out of their own pocketbook, and the only way they could keep the factories running was to build them and sell them cheap to the daily rental companies.
I've heard someone argue that that placed on the market a tremendous number of used Tauruses so that you knew that the resale value of your car would be minimal.
It did. You know, that combined with the fact that the second generation of the car was not all that appealing really drove the residual value into the ground.
Does Ford Motor Company have at least an idea or a glimmer in the eye of Alan Mulally, something that will succeed the Taurus and be its next success?
If they do, they haven't let the rest of us know what it is yet. They've moved from a business model based on building 400,000 cars of a single model in a year, like they did with the Taurus, to building smaller lots of more different models. And they've had some success with that, but it takes a lot of small successful cars to amount to the sort of good that a car like the Taurus did them for so long.
Which do you think is the more apt lesson to draw from the history of the Ford Taurus? One, that a 10-year run for a car is very good. Have a totally different car ready to replace it after you've had success like that. Or, on the other hand, don't be smug. Keep on improving your best-selling car all the time. Keep on making sure the design improvements are better and better and better and better.
The second, certainly. You've got to study what the customers liked about the previous one. Keep those things, expand upon them, and then add more things to bring new customers in.
Well, Mark Phelan, thank you very much for talking with us about
my pleasure.
Ford Taurus, the last one, will roll off the assembly line at the end of this week. Mark Phelan is automotive critic for the Detroit Free Press.